Welcome back, Renegades. So now we're deep into our conversations about the Ascension, right? And we know that we're getting an upgrade to what I'm calling our God technology, right? That is our operating system. And as we know, with any type of upgrade, there's going to come some symptoms or ailments that might come along with that. And so that's what this episode is going to hit on, is let's just talk about some of the Ascension symptoms that you might be feeling and maybe some ways to alleviate that. And because, you know, I don't drop an episode without going after one of the systems of the oppressors, I'm going to talk about one of their corrupt systems in this episode. So if that sounds interesting to you, then let's dive in, Renegades. Disclaimer, so my lawyer doesn't flip shit. I am not a doctor or health professional or have any of the big pharma back certifications that the government requires you to have in order to give medical advice under their control and regulation. Because I'm not protected by the corrupt establishment, I'm obligated to tell you that everything on this podcast is based on my experience. What may work for me may not work for you. Use discernment and honor your own journey. If you take any of my advice, you do so at your own risk. But above all, remember, you are in control of you. You have power over you. Time to reclaim your power. Remember who you are. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, Renegades. Hey there, welcome back, Renegades. So we've talked about ascension and awakening. If you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend it before going into this episode. But what I talked about in the ascension episode, I talked briefly about ascension symptoms. And I definitely wanted to go into that just a little bit more because we're all going through these ascension symptoms. So it might be a little helpful to know exactly what they are and the best ways to deal with them so that you don't lose your mind as you're going through it, right? And sometimes that's inevitable, but if I can do anything to help alleviate that, that is my intention and my purpose. So just briefly, we talked about in the ascension that we're being upgraded, right? And so of course, as we're getting these upgrades to our God technology, right, that is within us, we are going to feel some symptoms, especially as we clear up the gunk, what we can call the corrupted files, the unnecessary things that we're holding on to. And I say this because in the time we live in right now, it seems like the masses have forgotten the natural healing power and abilities of our human bodies. Like when I call us God technology, I'm not just using words that sound cool. I'm using that because that's what I truly believe. When we realize how much power the human body has to heal itself, we might not give away our power so easily to external authorities that think that they can tell us what to do with our bodies when we know what's really best for us, right? So at this time, while people are possibly having and feeling ascension symptoms and considering the current events that we're living through, where there's this thing out there that people think that they have. And so the propaganda is that when you're feeling any type of ailment, you run out and go get tested for this thing, right? Even if you feel the slightest tickle. We've also just throughout time have been trained, conditioned, indoctrinated to take meds anytime that we feel just the slightest discomfort, right? Whether that's over the counter or prescription strength medication. Anytime we feel a headache or anything like that, you know, we run and we grab Advil or Aleve or Tylenol. And that's probably why we've forgotten the healing power of our bodies. I mean, if we're taking any medication that we can get our hands on at even the slightest discomfort, of course, we haven't given our body a chance to heal itself before we disrupt its natural ability with a foreign invader, i.e. the drugs that we take. That is what it is. Our body sees that as a foreign invader. So then instead of focusing on healing, instead, our body decides, okay, I have to find out what is the substance that's been put inside of me. Let me take care of that first, right? That's our body's job, is to protect us. So in a virus or, you know, anything like that, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that word, but it is what it is at this point. That is a natural, when it is natural, I should say. I have my own thoughts on that. But when that thing is natural, our body knows how to fight it, right? Our body knows how to protect itself against it when our body's in optimal condition and when we don't disrupt our body's natural ability to combat this thing. So I personally have never been a real, I don't like taking pills. So it was easy for me not to turn to over-the-counter meds. But I want to say that I also have helped my husband to stop turning to over-the-counter meds, because instead of damaging our liver more by taking Tylenol when you have a headache, right? It's really easy to ask yourself, most headaches, I want to say the stat on headaches is about 80% of us are dehydrated, which is why we get headaches, right? And knowing that information, for me, anytime I have a headache, that's the first thing I do is I just check in real quick and think, how much water have I had? Pure, living, natural, either natural spring or distilled, good quality water. How much have I had? And if my answer to myself is not that much, then that's exactly what I'll do. Instead of turning to a pill, I will go and I'll grab some water. And my husband very much does the same thing. For me, another reason that I found just by doing these self-check-ins, anytime I have a headache, I found that sometimes I have a headache because I have neck pain because I was in a car accident a long time ago, that if I don't do certain stretches weekly, then I'll still feel the ailments from that accident. So that's the other thing, is I'll sometimes know that I need to stretch or do some type of light massage on my neck or my shoulders, and that will usually alleviate my headache. So if I were to have turned to pills immediately without doing those self-check-ins, I would have never found out those natural things that I can do that will help me with my symptom, right? The symptom is just that. It's an indicator. Your body's letting you know, like, hey, something is going on. And if we treat the symptoms without getting to the root cause of what's causing that symptom, well, then it's only a matter of time until another symptom comes up to let us know, hey, I have this deeper issue that I need you to look into. And that's all our bodies are doing. And once we learn how to listen instead of just quickly treating the symptom, the better we can take care of our bodies. And then our body can do the same for us. When we turn outside for healing, it's because we've been conditioned to do so, right? I'm not unreal here, by the way. Like, if you have a broken arm, right? I do believe, I'm not saying that the healthcare industry is totally terrible, right? I do believe that emergency type care, when you have something that happens like appendicitis or a broken arm or something along that nature, where it's an emergency and you need quick help, like right away, I do believe like the healthcare industry does a great job, especially here in America, where we have access to a lot of the great technologies that might make it not as invasive. So I'm not anti-healthcare. However, I am only going to turn to those means for emergency type situations. I don't consider it healthcare. I consider it more an emergency type use. For health, I would turn to things like nutrition, right? Because for me, I truly believe that for the majority of chronic conditions, the healthcare industry doesn't really care about your health. I believe their end game is to turn us into slaves of their system. I believe the healthcare industry works for big pharma, and their goal is to get us addicted and hooked on to whatever prescription meds that they can get us hooked onto, right? Because then we're a lifelong customer. You know, it's crazy. Somebody told me the other day that the stat in America for pharmaceutical drug commercials is 1 in every 4 commercials. So out of every 4 commercials you see on TV, if you're watching TV, which you know how I feel about that, 1 in every 4 of the commercials is going to be an ad for a pharmaceutical drug. I mean, do people not think that's crazy? Like, that is absolutely ludicrous to me. They literally have a pill for everything. And none of these pills cure the root cause. They only treat the symptom. And so I don't think it's very unreasonable to realize that our healthcare industry is totally working for them, and they serve big pharma. And so when we can look at it from that perspective, why in the world would we trust them for ailments or conditions that aren't emergencies? That maybe we can look to alternative methods of getting to the root cause of why we feel a symptom versus treating just the symptom with a pill that is probably going to create other side effects. If you've seen those ads, which I don't know how you could not, if it's one in every four, you know that at the end, it's a long list of additional side effects that you might feel is blah, 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 blah. And most of the time, it's like the pill is said to help you or help alleviate something minor. Like my husband has psoriasis, and I know one of the medicines, we laugh at it every time we see an ad because it will tell you that it might help and that they don't guarantee it, right? They say it might help with the psoriasis, which is a skin condition, right? But nothing that is lethal or fatal, right? It's not going to kill you. And so they'll tell you that the psoriasis medication, one of the side effects, well, first of all, is death, but also more likely, not a rare side effect, is it can cause cancer. So it's like, wow, would I rather have this skin condition that, yeah, it might be an inconvenience, uncomfortable, I get it. I'm not downplaying that, the severity, you know, like it's terrible for people who have it, but it's not as bad as cancer, right? And so that's what's wrong with a lot of these meds is that you get on one and then it creates a slew of other direct or indirect ailments that then you have to go get more medication for it. So as long as we're talking about big pharma, I'd just like to share some stats that I find unbelievable with you, just in case you had no idea. And these numbers that I'm sharing with you are from 2019. We have yet to see, or at least I have not yet seen, the numbers from 2020. I cannot wait to see those numbers. If you have access to big pharma numbers from 2020, send them my way, because I would love to know how much they've spent to brainwash the masses, okay? But from 2019, big pharma collectively spent around $6 billion on drug advertisement, okay? And this is just what they're reporting. That number is double what they spend on research and development. Now, what does it tell you about a company that spends more money on marketing their product than they do developing and researching their product, right? Making their product better. On top of that, even more surprising is that in 2019, they spent $20 billion, not million, billion dollars on schmoozing doctors, right? Sucking up to doctors, sending doctors gifts and awards and prizes, right? Some of that also went to giving swag, so like pens and notebooks and notepads and I don't know what else, to medical students. Doesn't that seem like a conflict of interest? Big pharma goes to med schools and offers swag to, or incentives, right? Goodies to college students before they've even gotten their MD. Doesn't that raise a red flag? On top of that, what I found out when I was in med school, if you haven't heard episode one, I spent a year in med school. I found out that many pharmaceutical company representatives sit on the school boards of many med schools. And when you sit on the school board, you're the one who approves the curriculum for the med school. So guys, I cannot make this shit up. Like, this is so crazy to me that we have even allowed this to go on as long as it's gone on. You know what I mean? I have no idea how they have not gotten caught and how this hasn't been shut down yet. So all this to say is just that once you see the programming and the conditioning, it empowers you to make better choices when it comes to your health, right? Take your power back instead of always outsourcing your power to authorities that we've been indoctrinated to believe have better understanding of our bodies than we do. And when we know their end game and who they're really serving, it can help us to make better informed decisions regarding what we put into our bodies. Let's get back to the ascension symptoms. I just thought that was important to mention. But when we're talking about the ascension symptoms, while you're getting these upgrades to your operating system, remember that we're God technology, you're going to purge the corrupted files physically, right? You could purge them all kinds of ways, but I'm talking about physical ailments for this. So physically, you might feel dizzy, you know, you might feel lightheaded, nauseous, you might have a runny nose, you might feel fatigue, congestion, cough, cold, all the, you know, flu-like symptoms too. If you don't know that that's what's happening to you, you might think like, let me go see a doctor and see what they say. And any doctor you go to, if you're having any of these or all of these symptoms, they will find a condition to label you as having and they will give you a prescription medicine for it. Now, you have every right to take the medicine, but here's what I'm saying. If you put a stop, and by the way, I'm talking to you, this is meant for people who are in predominantly decent health, right? Not anybody who has any chronic or underlying, you know, medical conditions, because I would talk to you completely different. But if overall you're in pretty decent health, but out of nowhere, you'll find that like you have flu-like symptoms, right? And you are going through this ascension process because you realize it, you know that your consciousness is evolving, right? And expanding. So if you put a stop to your purge, right? If you are purging the corrupted files as you're getting upgraded in this ascension cycle, right? If you put a stop to the purge, then you're intentionally consenting to keep those corrupted files in you, right? You're fighting your upgrade. Now, you have free will to do so, like I mentioned, but is that really what you want? If you go to the doctor and they prescribe you a Z-Pak and you take that and you stop your flu-like symptoms, is that really what you want? Because your body is having those symptoms because it's trying to purge the corrupted files, the files you no longer need. It's upgrading you. And so sometimes that purge does come in physical ailments or symptoms like that. Sometimes it comes in crying. It happens a lot for me too. And that's great because then we just cry. But even then, sometimes when we have like an emotional purge where we're crying or just we're depressed for, and it could last a few days where we're just depressed. If you went to the doctor and you're like, hey doc, out of nowhere, I'm crying and I'm depressed. I feel bad every day. The doctor might say you have depression and put you on an antidepressant. Or they might say, hey, maybe you have hormonal issues, right? Especially if for us women that are listening, they love to throw out those hormonal issues, right? And then they want to put you on whatever. But how do you know that that's not your purging from your upgrade? And so the only thing that I ask is, so if you're in overall good health, instead of immediately listening to what a doctor who is not looking at the metaphysical aspect of this, they're not looking at the spiritual, the emotional aspect of this. Most doctors don't know anything about ascension or any of that stuff, right? If you're going through this, you're a pioneer. So unless you find a doctor that is also going through these same things and shares this with you, they're probably still working for Big Pharma and they're probably going to try to indoctrinate you or enslave you into their prescription pill system. And so if you can avoid that and sit through the purge and hold space for whatever it is that you're purging, just for a while, although some of the emotional purging can last months, you know, but I'm just saying, can you sit with it or hold space for it before turning to a pill or a drug that is going to touch on the symptom, but not touch the under root, right? And for us, when I'm talking about this, the underlying thing is an ascension purge, right? So can we allow ourselves to purge? Now, I'm not saying put yourself through a case where you're completely miserable, right? Obviously, if the depression, if that's what they want to call it, gets to the point where, you know, you're getting to have any type of suicidal thoughts, obviously get help. You know, you're intelligent enough to know when you absolutely need the help and when it's not that unbearable that maybe you can sit through it, right? One of the major purges that I had came when I still worked in corporate. That was years and years ago. And at that time, I didn't know anything about the awakening or ascension or any of the energetic stuff, right? I was in that hustle and grind mentality. I literally didn't even have time to check in on myself. So obviously, subconsciously, I may have, since my body was physically being repaired and I was undergoing ascension symptoms, but consciously, I was unaware of what was happening to me. So I've never really liked going to the doctors, right? Never have, never will. And I don't like taking pills, like I already mentioned. So I usually sit with ailments anyway. It's not intentional, like it's not for any spiritual reason or because I realized I was going through the ascension. It's just because I literally couldn't stand the healthcare system. So I sat with my ailments. And for me, I was going through it physically and emotionally. I was going through a giant physical and emotional purge. So I felt terrible, okay? I knew it wasn't like the cold or the flu or whatever. I knew something was different this time. I had a runny nose. I had fatigue. I was extremely tired and I'm usually really energetic. And every day I'd go into work anyway, and I was in this toxic environment. And so I was already feeling terrible. But on top of that, being in this environment didn't help. You know, I didn't have any flu-like symptoms. It was just mostly exhaustion, too tired to really function. And it lasted about 3 weeks. And so my coworkers that knew me well, you know, they were all recommending going to the doctor. And some of them even said like, hey, you might have like chronic fatigue syndrome. Obviously everybody's a doctor nowadays because one in every four ads is for a prescription medicine. Many people are self-diagnosing themselves. And so, of course, they have no problem diagnosing me. So, you know, they're throwing out all these things, telling me maybe I had depression or whatever. But mentally, I felt fine mentally. I would say emotionally, I knew something was going on because I felt a little lower than I usually felt. But mentally, I knew like I wasn't in a negative headspace about it. And so instead of going to the doctor, what I did is I just changed up some of my lifestyle habits, right? My eating habits. Instead of eating heavy foods, I decided to like lighten up, eat more fruits and vegetables. And this wasn't any drastic change. Like, let's say I ate 3 times a day, I would switch one of the meals, right? And actually, I wasn't even eating 3 times a day at that time. So I did increase, like I would take some fruits as snacks because that was my main thing, is that I wasn't eating as much as I needed to. I was just listening to my body, trying to find out what could I do to help alleviate some of the symptoms I had. So I cut down hardcore workouts because at that time I was lifting heavy, heavy weight, and I was doing a ton of cardio, which I think we've trained ourselves to do like so much cardio. I'm not saying cardio is bad. Obviously, cardio is good, but cardio does activate your fight or flight response system. So for your body, it's as if you're going through trauma, which is not a terrible thing. But sometimes it's really important to listen to your body, especially if you're going through any of these ascension symptoms, and think like, is it okay to cut down on some of the high impact cardio like running, and maybe switch it out with something like swimming or dancing or stretching, you know, something that still will get your heart rate up a little bit, but not in such a traumatic way. And for me, I was doing like very hardcore cardio and hardcore heavy lifting. And so I cut that down, both of those, and chose the lower impact, like casual walking outside, right? I sat outside so much during that time. It felt good. I think one day I just tried it, and it felt so good that I started to do it every day. And then what I started to do is I took my shoes off and just let my feet hit the earth, right? And back then I had no idea what grounding was. I wasn't into earthing. I wasn't as big a hippie as I am now, if you want to call me that. But you know, I had no idea what this was. I just knew that it felt good. So I just trusted it and went with it. And I know now that anytime I feel ascension symptoms, I immediately go outside. I know that now. And even now, I'll tell you, and this might be TMI, but I know that it's helpful for some, I'll lay on the ground naked if possible. As much as my skin can touch the earth, when I'm going through real ascension symptoms, like the hardcore stuff where I'm purging physically and emotionally, I'm crying or I'm in a depressed state or whatever, or, you know, I have flu-like symptoms, I will spend as much time as I can on the earth as possible. Mother Earth and the sun are helping us tremendously during this time. I mentioned that before in my other ascension episode. And so especially with any type of ascension issues or symptoms or ailments, or even just when you lack some of that mental clarity, because sometimes during the ascension and the purge, you might feel disconnected from source, or you might feel ungrounded or anxious or any of those feelings, you know, anytime we can turn to Mother Earth or the sun for support and healing, the better off we'll be. And I do this for my kids too, guys, because I do think the kids are going through less of the ascension symptoms, because I do believe children, especially the younger ones, they are already highly encoded. They came prepared for what is coming. And so they're already more advanced than we are, as long as we don't mess it up. And that is for the younger kiddos. If you have teenagers or young adults, I definitely think that they need as much assistance as they can with ascension symptoms, because they are feeling it for sure. But even then, I still tell my kids, like, hey, let's go sit outside in the grass. Anytime they're feeling off or throwing a tantrum, we don't do timeout or anything like that. Instead, we go outside and we sit with our feet in the grass. And it's just helped to recharge and recalibrate us. So now that I'm not in corporate, I live with intention. You know, I check in with my bodies every single morning. I check in with them. I say hello. And I know that sounds crazy to some people, but I can't tell you. I don't really care about what sounds crazy anymore. It's funny to say that, and it's freeing to say that. Once you have accepted that, yes, maybe you're weird, maybe you do things different than everybody else, you know, it's freeing, because then it's like you can be as weird as you want and you don't really care anymore. So yeah, I check in. I say hello to my bodies. I thank my bodies. You know, I'm like, hey, thank you so much for going through all of the things you've gone through. I thank my stomach. It's soft, you know. I don't have rock hard abs. I don't really even want that anymore. I thank it for birthing 2 children, going through a C-section, having a gallbladder taken out. You know, my stomach's been through a lot, and I just appreciate everything she does for me. And so I will take time to thank my body for being strong and supporting me and taking care of me the way that it has. And I ask them, do you need anything from me? Is there any way I can support you today? And if they tell me they need something, you know, if my body says like, we need to go sit outside and just re-energize with the sun, even if I have a busy day or I have a call scheduled or something like that first thing in the morning, which I don't really do that anymore, but I will honor my body and I will give them what they need. And sometimes, you know, it might not be possible right away, or I have to change up the delivery, right? If sometimes they want to go for a walk outside, but it's a crappy day, and I will go walk in the rain. I love to walk in the rain and play in the rain. I love it. It feels so good. But we have a lot of thunderstorms here. So if it's like that or whatever, I might change up the delivery and do an indoor stretch inside or go for a walk inside to accommodate my body. And most of the time, you know, my body feels that and accepts that and receives that. And then as I honor my body more, as I support them more, they support me more and they honor me more. So I do think like that is the beauty of what we are going through right now, is just really learning to check in with ourselves instead of throwing or outsourcing our power to something outside of us that might not have our best interest at heart. So some organic medicines, right, if we want to call them that, natural medicines that I've learned that have helped me with my ascension symptoms that I'm happy to share with you is, obviously, I've already said the sun and Mother Earth. The sun, I think that it's been monstrified in so many ways with the skincare industry saying that, you know, it causes all these types of cancers and all of that. But the more you look into natural sunscreens like coconut oil and things of that nature, and the more you start to honor your body will let you know when you've spent too much time in the sun, right? And for me, obviously, I'm melanated, so it's going to take a lot for me to spend too much time in the sun. But I find that even some people who are fairer skin, like my husband, who has a little bit fairer skin, even he, as he increases his time in the sun, as he starts to check in with his body, as he uses coconut oil instead of sunscreen, he's able to withstand a lot of sun more so than before as well. So I just think that there is a good balance and there's a good harmony that we can work out with our relationship with the sun. And I just think we've been trained and indoctrinated to protect ourselves so much from the sun just because the powers that be, know the power that the sun has to recharge us and reconnect us and recalibrate us. So sun and Mother Earth obviously are my number one and number two. Anytime I'm having any type of ascension symptoms, prayer, meditation, and gratitude, these three things go hand in hand. I find that a lot of times when I'm having any type of symptoms, if I can go into some prayer, some meditation, some gratitude, if the symptoms are minor, it can almost always take me out of feeling those symptoms. But if the symptoms are major and necessary, I will receive some type of comforting messaging letting me know that that is what's happening. So for example, if I were to have a terrible like exhaustion, or if I'm feeling really low, you know, like down, like any kind of lower frequency thoughts, if I go into prayer, meditation, gratitude, if I can't come out of it, then I will understand. It's a deep knowing that I'm going through a type of purging, and to just allow them to come up, but not get attached to them, right? So it's like little visitors in your house, you know, they come in and you say, okay, I see you and I acknowledge you. And now you can see your way out. And then they see their way out. I don't hold on to them and dwell in that feeling, because that is not the point of the purge. The purge is for things to come up and move through, right? So we can process these things and alchemize them. And then fruits and veggies are huge for me during ascension. Anytime you're going through these types of upgrades, and I just want to say moving forward, period, the lighter our food is that we consume, the better it is for us. Anything that's full of life and vibrant and alive when we eat it, even better, you know, not meats. meats are heavy, you know, meats are heavy. That's another topic for a different day. I'm not saying I don't eat meats, but I definitely don't eat any type of conventional meat, because conventional chicken, beef, I don't eat pork, period. But like, especially chicken and beef, I think that there is a lot, the way that they hold these animals and they process them and they kill them is extremely taxing on our spiritual body. So when we consume that meat, we are consuming the pain and the suffering that they've gone through. And as we're ascending, we're trying to alleviate the pain and the suffering from our bodies. So when we consume more of that, then what are we doing? You know what I mean? We're negating and we're working against the natural ascension and the natural evolution of our soul and of our spirit. And that's, please know that that's not a judgment. If you do still eat those types of meats, it's just something to put out there so that you're aware of it and you can make an informed decision on what you're putting into your body. It's taken me over 6 years to work on some of my dietary changes, and I'm still not where I want to be yet. So it takes time to make these changes to catch up with what's happening to us on the evolutionary cycle. So the other thing that I feel like is extremely helpful is fasting. As we're talking about foods and talking about, you know, lightening up the food load, fasting is also extremely helpful because we learn that we are many times when we're reaching for food, it is out of habit or it's because of some type of emotional trigger. It's not really because we're hungry. We actually eat way more than we really need to, myself included, by the way. This is something that with time I've learned to become more intentional and conscious of when I'm reaching for something. And that makes it easier to reach for the good stuff once you become more intentional when you're reaching. You get what I mean? So they go hand in hand. But also fasting is so helpful because it allows your body to focus on healing your ascension symptoms or to focus on healing in general. Digestion takes a lot of work from your body. And so if you are eating up until 9 o'clock at night and then you wake up at 7 in the morning and you start with your eating again, your body isn't really getting enough time to heal itself because it's constantly working on digestion, which is one of the best reasons that I found for fasting is because it gives you a bigger window. So now I have a 4 to 6 hour window that I will eat in. And for the rest of the day, I am in a fasted state, which I love because since my body has plenty of time to digest, it is then starting to heal other parts of me that have needed its attention. And that comes with mental clarity, right? A lot of times we have brain fog because our body's doing so much internally that it's like, I can't get enough blood to your brain for you to function. People say like, oh, you're getting brain fog or whatever because of old age. No, it's just that your body is literally doing too much that it can't help you with that mental clarity. And when your body's in that fight or flight or that survival mode, you don't need that mental clarity. You just need adrenaline rush, right? So a lot of times when people fast, they will realize all of the shifts taking place in their body. They can think clearer. They can be more focused. They can pay more attention. They're not in this constant state of anxiety because their body is coming out of that fight or flight, that adrenaline rush, and it's coming back to its natural state. We have to think that for years and years and years, you know, as humans, we have not had so much conveniences right at our fingertips when it comes to food and eating. We had to hunt and gather our food, and then we had to be extremely intentional about eating. And so our bodies forever, for the longest time, were accustomed to that. And now in this day and age that we're in now, we can pick up our phone and from DoorDash order food, and within 20 minutes, it's there for you. You know what I mean? And so our bodies have not caught up with that yet. I don't think it really wants to. So yeah, it's just these types of things when you become a little bit more conscious of it. And that's what's happening to us naturally. I don't want you to feel like you have to, like, I'm not trying to put any pressure on anyone to do any of these things. I'm just offering these as easy things that we can do, or simple, maybe not easy at the beginning if you've gotten accustomed to living, especially if you're in America. Our American diet is so crazy, and the way that we eat here is just, it's crazy. So I'll leave it at that because that is another topic for a different day. So the medical industry, it gives us antibiotics. And those kill bacteria. Antibiotics kill bacteria. I choose prebiotics and probiotics. Why? Because prebiotics feed good bacteria, right? So prebiotics are like chicory root. I like that. It tastes like coffee. I just put it in my coffee. I don't actually drink coffee anymore, but I put it in my coffee flavored drink that I drink. Flax seeds are really good prebiotics. Garlic is a good prebiotic. So I like to get my prebiotics and my probiotics from actual food if possible. I don't really like taking supplements if I don't need to. And so for prebiotics and probiotics, I don't need to take a supplement because I can get it from food that I like and that I can easily incorporate into my diet. And so probiotics, what they do is they add good bacteria. So the prebiotics feeds the good bacteria, and then the probiotic adds in the good bacteria and yeast, and that helps to fight the bad bacteria, right? So for me, my probiotic of choice is kombucha. I love the way it tastes. It's easy to drink. I drink it every day. I enjoy it. So that's another way that I can help. So far, organic medicines that can help with the ascension symptoms, the sun, earth, prayer, meditation, gratitude, fruits and veggies or lighter food, right? Fasting, adding some prebiotics, probiotics, sleep and rest. These are so important. It's crazy to me that when people go, well, it's not crazy when you understand the agenda of the medical industrial complex, but it's crazy to me that people go into the doctor for whatever ailments, and most doctors do not ask, how's your sleep? You know, or what are you eating, or how's your sleep? But sleep is so important because sleep time is when our body can regenerate. You know what I mean? And so if you're getting a bad quality sleep, then obviously your body's not able to do what it needs to do to repair you. So sleep and rest also comes along with this because we live in a society that is go, 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 especially here in America. You know, like it's funny because when I traveled to Spain years ago, they will take siestas, you know, they'll take rest whenever they want to, even in the middle of a workday. They have a designated time where people will go home and that's like your rest time in the middle of your workday. I love that because it's like, at least that culture honors rest. Here in America, we are so go, go, go. And not just in America, I think even some European countries, unfortunately, are starting to adapt to our way of doing things, which is not healthy and is not natural. We have to start to honor our bodies more and give it the rest that it needs. And sometimes because we're so exhausted during the day, even though it sounds counterintuitive because you would think that that means that you sleep better at night, but you don't because you have a restless sleep if you're able to sleep because you fought through needing rest so much that at night when it's time to rest, it's hard to do so. It's crazy because most people actually know that they don't get enough sleep, right? But even those of us who think we sleep well, I started wearing an Oura ring, O-U-R-A, and I'm not sponsored by them or anything like that. I just really like their product because it's low EMF, but it can help you measure and track your sleep. And so I've always thought of myself as a good sleeper, but once I got that Oura ring, I realized there were certain things that I would do that would actually disrupt my sleep so that I didn't get enough deep sleep or REM sleep. And by the way, this is where the ascension symptoms get tricky because one of the ascension symptoms could possibly be that you're not getting a good quality sleep, but you should know that. If you are usually a good sleeper and then you're not getting a good quality sleep, maybe you don't have to be so hard on yourself or try to force it, you know, just kind of go with it for a few days. But I'm talking about people that chronically have problems sleeping. That is something that can make the ascension symptoms a little bit more harsher. So getting good sleep and making sure that you rest as often as needed, even if it looks bad on your day-to-day life or whatever, you know, even if your spouse is like, are you in bed for another day? Yep, that's right. I'm tired. I'm allowed to rest. You know, everybody is allowed to. And then another thing that I think is very helpful during this time is a daily self-check-in. Just check in with yourself daily because how do you know that you need rest if you're too busy that you're not really even checking in? You know, so I like to say daily because most people don't do it daily. But if you're already doing daily, then up it. You know what I'm saying? Once, you know, every 3 or 4 hours, if you can do that, increase how many times you're checking in with yourself, especially during this accelerated ascension time. It's so important. The more you can check in on yourself, the better it is for you. And then last but not least, the supplements. I'm not anti-supplements. You know what I mean? I understand that sometimes we need them. For me, some supplements that have been extremely helpful, especially when I'm feeling the physical ascension symptoms like a cold or a runny nose or exhaustion or any of those things, congestion, I will up my vitamin C. I always take vitamin C, but I will increase it. I will increase my zinc. So 3 supplements that I always take is vitamin C, zinc, and D3. When I feel the symptoms coming in, I will increase all of those and take more than what I usually take. And then the last one is colloidal silver. That one I save for anytime I have like a serious, like I'm like, okay, I feel like death, like I need to take something more, I'll take that. Or like if something else comes around, like a ear infection or something like that, or some kind of fungal infection, I'll add in colloidal silver. And by the way, when it comes to those supplements, I always like to make sure they're ethically sourced. I usually like the vegan products. A lot of supplements out there, they're just from companies that realize that they can take advantage of the natural health community. And so I would just always look at who you're buying these products from in order to make sure that it's in alignment with what you believe in. So as a wrap up, upgrading our bodies is taxing. There is no way to say it, okay? Upgrading our physical, emotional, spiritual, mental bodies is going to be taxing. And as we're upgrading these, we're going to have to purge some extraneous corrupted files. And that may come with some symptoms. But treating the symptoms right away doesn't give our bodies the chance they need to do what they know how to do. It teaches your body that you don't trust it to handle its duties. And when you do that, your body will prove you right. Because it's always working in your favor, even if on a surface level, we can't tell. So the more you trust it to do its job, the better she gets at doing her job. You feel me? So listen to her and trust that you'll know when it's time to intervene and get her additional support. You know what I mean? You're going to know when it's time to take another measure. You're more powerful than you know, and it's time to reclaim your power. I hope that the things that we have talked about on this episode will help you whenever you feel these ascension symptoms, and also even with your mental health, so that you know that you are not crazy and you're not going through this alone. We all are. We just have to learn how to navigate it. So let's continue having these conversations that elevate the intelligent consciousness of this planet. And until next time, rest, recover, and recharge, renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.